And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous, fabulous producer, doing a great job this morning. So we appreciate all of his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, first of all, Jason McCacken is on the line. He's the Director of Strategic Philanthropy for First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. He helps put together Raise the Region. Is this your baby? Do you work on this almost exclusively in the office, Jason?
Yeah, it does take a lot of time putting it together, but, you know, today, when today comes and you see all the work that the nonprofits and the time we've spent with them, and it all comes to fruition, you know, those months of putting this together just sort of go away and you focus on the 30 hours at hand.
Well, this happens to me every time, and maybe, probably not with you because you have so much work to do, is I think, oh, Raise the Region. Well, that's weeks and weeks away, and then the next week goes by and weeks and weeks away. So I said that on Monday morning. Well, Raise the Region, that's weeks and weeks away, right? And our good Taylor.
It does seem like that, but it's a good sign that spring is coming once we get through Raise the Region.
Right, there is hope. So, well, I appreciate you checking in. We're going to talk about Raise the Region. We also have on the news line Aubrey Alexander. He's part of the Alexander family dealerships and really makes sure that the Aubrey Alexander Toyota on Routes 11 and 15 in Shamokin Dam and Hummel's Wharf just runs like a clock. And it's quite the facility. I'm always amazed when I'm there to watch the vehicles go through. Haven't driven an Alexander Toyota in almost 2 hours now, but glad to do so. Good morning, Aubrey.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really do appreciate you checking in. Let's start out with you, Aubrey, and really just to ask, Alexander Family Dealerships has been involved with this, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars contributed over the years. What's the motivating, driving force behind this kind of generosity?
Well, if anybody knows, me and my dad and my brother and our family, we've been pretty philanthropic for the last 40 years since we've been in this area, and we just like helping people. We like helping our neighbors, our customers, our employees. It's our community. We all have to support each other.
Well, and as sometimes I see in the front office here, we get various nonprofit groups around here want to make sure that we know about them and contribute if we can. Is there maybe a certain logistical aspect to this? You get to contribute to, well, hundreds of organizations around here, over 200 organizations, all at one time. Is there a logistical benefit to that?
Well, to the nonprofits, for sure. Jason can elaborate, but you know, there's over 200 nonprofits again this year. That seems to be the average in Raise the Region, and everything from SPCA, you know, the national charters, to even the small little nonprofits that you never hear about. So this is their chance to get on the stage in the spotlight and grab some of those stretch funds that otherwise they probably don't have the marketing budget to do that. So we give them the platform to do that.
Does it save you time? Now each one of these nonprofits doesn't have to send Alexander's an envelope throughout the year. They just say, hey, we're going to be on Raise the Region. Save you guys a little time with your contributions?
A little bit, but we, you know us. Like I said, we still support the communities even all year round besides Raise the Region. But this is definitely our biggest fundraiser for our group.
Okay, we just ensured that probably another envelope's going to come this week from somebody. So, but yeah, we certainly have a lot of people around here appreciate that generosity. Jason, if folks aren't familiar, I guess there's somebody that might live in a cave. Raise the Region, define it for our audience.
Sure. So Raise the Region is the largest collective online fundraising event in central Pennsylvania. It runs tonight beginning at 6 o'clock. Everything is done online at raisetheregion.org. When you go onto the website, you will find 272 local nonprofits that have all been vetted, cleared, in good standing with the IRS, and they are looking for your support. Minimum gift is $25. When you go to the page, you can give to one nonprofit, you can give to as many as you'd like, and basically the process is easy. It's sort of like an Amazon shopping cart. You choose the nonprofits you want to support, how much you want to give them. At the end, you do your credit card transaction. All major credit cards are accepted, and you process your gift. You're helping those nonprofits. That money will be turned directly over to them. In addition, the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships has put up $150,000 in stretch funds So for every gift that you make, a portion of the Alexander money will be increased to be given to that nonprofit. So you're basically deciding where you want the Alexander money to go. It's all going to local nonprofits, as I said, so all good causes. And then in addition, the nonprofits are competing for about $79,000 in prize money. So throughout the 30-hour campaign, so it begins tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll run through midnight tomorrow. During that process, throughout those 30 hours, there's a bunch of prize incentives that the nonprofits will compete for. So don't be surprised if you've supported a nonprofit in the past that they ask you to give during a specific time during the day, and that's because they are trying to work their strategy to try to win as much money as they can during this fundraising. For a lot of these nonprofits, this is their number one fundraiser of the year. And so there's a lot of the ability to do a lot of good in the next 30 hours.
Well, particularly with the pandemic, I mean, you just couldn't have, you know, barbecues or fundraisers or big outdoor festivals or whatever, wherever you make a dollar throughout the year, all of that was curtailed. So this may, you know, this is really a pivotal time for these nonprofit organizations. Aubrey, we are planning to have a kickoff today. Sort of explain the logistics of that a little bit this evening.
So starting at 5 o'clock tonight, we're having a drive-through, I'll call it a parade, so to speak, at our Blaze Alexander Chevrolet dealership in Muncie, 405 Alexander Drive. So I believe it's open to any donor or anybody in the public. They can drive through our service drive, three lanes wide, and cast their vote for their favorite nonprofit, and they'll get a little goodie bag, and they'll be on our way. So it's it's COVID friendly. They'll stay in their car, they'll drive through, they'll stop, and then they'll move on. So
this is the general,
a little bit of community involvement. You know, at least they have that sense of the big kickoff event, but they have to stay in their car, unfortunately.
And this is the general public will be able to do this tonight.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how many cars to expect, but we'll be ready for them.
Okay, well, fabulous. Aubrey, we're going to let you go here shortly, but let me ask you one other question. It just seems to me that there's nobody who loves this more than the Alexander family. We see you and some of your colleagues and peers and some of the other workers at the various car dealers there. Tell our audience that in addition to, you know, being important, that this is just plain a blast for you guys.
It is fun. It's fun to watch. You know, Jason and his team puts a lot of effort in. I mean, they've started 8 months ago, but so we give them the platform, the venue, so to speak, and we just get to sit back and watch. And last year, the last several years, it was well over $1 million within 40 hours, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just crazy the amount of money that comes in and your generosity. Plus, I think resourceful folks will watch at this time either later today or tomorrow, and the Alexander family is going to kick in maybe even a little bit more than the 150 that's scheduled. It just seems to me once we get the momentum, you guys kind of step up even still further. Thank you so much, Aubrey. Thank you so much for the information. Thanks for all you're doing. We'll see you down at the dealership in the days and weeks ahead, and we appreciate your help this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on the air.
You betcha. All right. So that is Aubrey Alexander. He is the secretary treasurer of the family, if you're looking at the corporate structure with the Alexander family dealerships. Okay, Jason, explain a stretch prize. One of our good listeners sent us a note that says, stretch prize. Refresh my memory.
Sure. So with every gift that comes in, a portion of the Alexander money will be given. And so, you know, as we talked over the last couple, as Aubrey mentioned, over the last several years, we've raised over $1 million in this program. Overall, we've raised over $10 million. So the $150,000 is spread out equally, dependent on the amount of money that comes in, and so it's been a nice boost for the nonprofits. So you know, you make your $25 gift, some of their money will be added to it, and so the more you give to that nonprofit, the more the Alexander money will be received by that nonprofit. So every nonprofit has the ability, and every gift that comes in receives a portion of those stretch funds. And so it's just a great way. The Alexanders have really been generous in doing this. And it's just a nice thing to know that when you make your gift, starting at 6 o'clock tonight through midnight tomorrow, that, you know, if you give $25, $50, $100 or more, there is going to be an additional amount added to that. The cap on that is gifts of $10,000 is the most that will receive stretch funds. Anything over the $10,000 mark will not be eligible for stretch funds. But we see it all. We see gifts from $25 clear up to $10,000. People really looking to be generous in supporting their favorite nonprofits.
Well, and different organizations around here. I think of Northumberland Christian School, Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, just to name a few, really strategically go about this and let their donors know, say, hey, if you're going to support us, we're ultra grateful for that. Here's a way to, you know, really amplify it, make it have an even bigger impact, or potentially put us in line for some money, or help us, you know, kind of up the ante a little bit. So really, for the nonprofit organizations, it's been a real it's been a fun challenge to make sure that they do what they need to do to maximize this. In what way would you say nonprofit groups have changed over the years? You've been working on this now for a number of years. So how has this changed and evolved? Explain how nonprofits have really gotten pretty savvy, and talk to us about that. Sort of gives a glimpse of the nonprofit world, if you would.
I think, you know, so we see nonprofits of all sizes here, from very small, run by volunteers, to larger organizations that have professional staff. And so, you know, there was a very big wide gap between the resources available to these nonprofits and what they've been able to do. The larger nonprofits are still, they've got professional staff, they got marketing professionals that help them put out their message. I think for those medium and smaller nonprofit sizes, they've had the opportunity to learn from their neighbors that are larger nonprofits. And so probably one of the biggest changes I've seen over the years that I've done this is the sophistication in the marketing and the ability to ask for a gift. A lot of individuals are afraid to ask somebody to make a gift to their organization. And it's something we spend a lot of time training on them, because we want to see the nonprofits be strong. And the only way they can be strong is to effectively fundraise. And so I would say, if I look back over the years, probably the biggest growth area that I've seen has been nonprofits in that area. The ability to put together a marketing letter, a postcard, develop their web page, whatever it is to sort of build their case and their mission in order to ask for support. And I think that's probably one of the strongest things that we've seen come out of this, is just the strengths of the nonprofits. So yeah, so they're able to raise a good chunk of money in this segment in March, and that puts them on the right foot, you know, the right step in the direction of getting them going through the first start of the year, getting them on the right foot in the first quarter of the year. But overall, I think they're able to carry that momentum through. And so we encourage them, as donors come to you to raise the region, are you cultivating those donors? Are you thanking those donors? Are you inviting them to your events? Because you just don't know when your next big donor may walk through the door. And that donor may walk through the door and meet you at Raise the Region, but turn out to be a lifelong supporter of that organization going forward. And that's really what we want to see. We want to see these nonprofits grow to the point where they are able to thrive and prosper, just as like we saw this past year with the pandemic. A lot of nonprofits struggle through this time of year. Fortunately, Raise the Region happened literally days before the pandemic was announced, and they received all that cash to sort of give them the foothold to sort of continue through this first couple weeks of the unknown. So it's just a great opportunity. I think they learn something every year from this. And, you know, in the end of it, you know, it's a great way for them to, as Aubrey had said, sort of step up on the stage that may not have been available to them before, and really showcase what their nonprofit is about.
And in terms of the demographics and the sociology of individuals who are giving, in what way has the donor community evolved? Give us a glimpse of who's sharing out there.
Sure. So last year we had over 5,000 donors, you know, make at least one gift to Raise the Region, and that number continues to grow. The nice thing about Raise the Region, because it is an online giving platform, no matter where you're located at in the world, you can give. So while the program is, you know, really focused on the six counties in our region, we will see donors, we will see nonprofits reach out to donors that they know have moved out of the area, and they will ask them to support. Actually, this year we are offering a prize. There's $1,000 to the nonprofit that gets the gift from a donor living the furthest from the First Community Foundation's Philanthropy Center located in Williamsport. And so we're expecting we'll probably see some additional donors from around the world give to Raise the Region, just because the nonprofits are motivated by that prize. So, you know, the donor the donors in this area are very philanthropic. And as we've benchmarked against other community foundations that have done these giving days, our partner in this, the technology partner we use with this, is called GiveGab out of the Corney, New York area. And they have told us that due to the pandemic, they've seen larger number of donors coming forward through the giving days because everybody does want to give back to the local community. So if you've not participated in Raise the Region, don't be intimidated. It's a very easy process. But starting at 6 o'clock tonight through midnight, you can make a gift and you can give to one nonprofit or as many as you'd like. And we've seen donors do the same thing where I think last year we had one donor that gave to like 58 different organizations.
Wow. See, that's the part I say giving is fun. Charlie Degenstein coined that phrase, and boy, we use it all the time over here because we know it is true. All right, make a pitch for folks to participate in Raise the Region starting 6 o'clock tonight.
Take the opportunity now, go to raisetheregion.org, look at the 272 local nonprofits that are participating in this year's event, and then starting at 6 o'clock tonight, go to raisetheregion.org with any major credit card. You can make a gift to support one or as many local nonprofits. You can help nonprofits win prizes. There's also some prize incentives that are driven for the donor that really have control for them to help their favorite nonprofit. The prize listings are all available online. Take the opportunity. Look at the website. We will be doing live stream events tonight starting at, I think it's 6:30. And to 7:30, and then all day tomorrow we'll have live stream events giving you updates of what's happening with Raise the Region. Of course, we want to thank all of our partners at Sunbury Broadcasting because we'll have updates on their radio stations as well. But it's really a great opportunity to really help your local community, give to local nonprofits, and as you said, giving can be fun.
No, it just plain is. That's all there is to it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jason. Thanks for all your work on this. Thanks for including us. We sure love to be a big part of what is just a mountain of generosity that's building around here. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for checking in today.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
And Jason McCacken, Director of Strategic Philanthropy, First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. Raise the Region starts tonight at 6 p.m. Everything you need to know about them at raisetheregion.org.